Chuck Chad Freestyle for Friday, no, Saturday, it's Saturday, September 13th, 2014, 3 days left. And what a busy day it's been. Hey, I know yesterday was a bit of a downer, or at least it sounded like a downer. I am doing much better this evening. Not as many flashbacks because it's been a busy day. If you want to keep the blues away, you gotta keep busy. Started out the morning by making some bread. This was a suggestion that our realtor had that we give some gift or something to our neighbor who's gonna keep an eye on the house for us. So I started that before zipping off to karate. Probably didn't need it as long as I could have. But I had a really good rise by the time I came back from karate. Had a good karate class this morning. This was the penultimate one. Monday will be the final karate class. And we'll get a class picture. And then apparently we're heading over to the place, the Mexican restaurant across the street, to get to margaritas. While I was at karate, Donna was hitting the gym. And I came back and started tearing apart the home theater system. All the cables, oh man, speaker wires and everything. Got everything packed up, except the surround speakers and the center speaker, which I understand the movers will be taken care of. And then we will take care of the TV. So the family room is looking a bit gutted at the moment. Also finished making the bread after we got everything squared away. Finished making the bread and gave a couple loaves to our neighbor Mel. Well, I delivered the contact information for the realtor, for the lawn care service, aka snow care service. Hopefully it won't go that long. But all that information, including the garage combination. So if he needs to get into the house, he sees a light on or something after we're gone, he can come in and turn it off or make sure there's no water leaks or anything. So amazing what a couple of loaves of bread will get you. And he in turn turned around and gave us his contact information that we can get to the realtor. So everybody knows what everybody else is doing, and I feel we're in pretty good hands as we leave. Also, managed to sell the patio fireplace thing. Listed it on Craigslist. A buddy of mine up in Green Bay said, yeah, I'll take it. And then a couple days later he said, the wife wants me to build a more permanent situation. So it sat there, and I was going to send it to the scrap metal place. But fortunately, last weekend, one of the girls who wanted the sprinklers and hoses and things said, you got any other outdoor stuff? And I said, yes, we do. How'd you like this for free? But they gave us $20 anyway. So good to see that going to a new home. And that means that the shed is cleared out. I took any last shovels, rakes, pitchforks, whatever we had in there. And the only thing that's left is a table, some shelves, and what did I leave? A bag of sand? So if somebody wanted to put some sand on the patio or the brick surrounding the sunroom, they could do that. It acts as a nice grout and cleans things up. So not much left in the shed. I think there's a little bit of grass or plant food or something. Surprise! And an old push broom. As a homeowner, you have to leave a few surprises behind for the next people. That's my gift to them because I don't know what to do with it. I don't want it. I don't know where to donate an old push broom, and it's too big to throw in the garbage. So, yeah, have a nice old worn-out push broom. We donated whatever else we could find. We had a few things that didn't sell on Craigslist, like a telescoping pole that lets you change the recessed lighting on a vaulted ceiling. Thought it'd be useful. We have some recessed lighting in our vaulted ceiling, but none of the lights ever burned out. It was kind of weird. Now watch. Now that I got rid of that darn thing for $11, I'll have some lights burn out, but hopefully not. I'm not going to be around long enough, and I don't plan on turning those on. The toilet. Remember I was talking about the toilet on the last episode? Yeah, that darn toilet. Well, it developed a slow leak, and I believed it was the flapper from the tank when you flush. So I bought a new one, $3.50 or $4, whatever it was. But apparently it still has a leak somewhere, so I have to go doing a little further digging. I swear, toilets make you feel like a homeowner like nothing else. And I really don't want to feel like a homeowner for this home. So we'll have to see if that, what exactly is the problem? What's leaking? It's going to be hard to track down. And maybe I'll just shut off the valve and let it drain itself crazy so that it's not topping itself off and wasting water while we're not here. We also did a few errands. We picked up some few cardboard boxes, dropped off some pens and pencils with my friend Heidi. She's a school teacher and says she never has enough of them around, and sometimes she ends up borrowing her students. Sometimes she ends up borrowing from home. We rang the doorbell. Nobody was there except the dog barking at us, so we dropped him right inside the porch. And as we were backing out of the driveway, her husband Andy came out. So it was nice to say goodbye to him and let him know that he got some pens and pencils from us. And Donna tested every single one of them. Highlighters, mechanical pencils, click pens, you name it. It was in that little basket of stuff, about 6 inches high and however long and wide pencils are. Then I just spent the last 4 hours over at Scott's house. He was going to, remember I said he was going to teach me how to do RPGs, and he gave me some dice. Well, we played online. It was an RPG, and I believe we were going through the rules of Pathfinder. He picked up a couple of books at Dragon Con on Pathfinder. So I'm trying to get my head around the fundamentals. And instead of playing on a tabletop game, we were playing online on a site called Roll20.net. Only it had some glitches in it, which kind of took away from the experience. But I was catching on to a number of things. We had about four, five, six people in the group that was doing their quest. We got to a town, there was a poison well, we did some spells, learning some of the basics. We then went to another encampment or some abandoned buildings and did some battle with, I can't remember what they were, some beasties. Hobgoblins, that's right. So if you're not into gaming, this probably isn't very exciting. If you are, you're probably listening to me like I'm an idiot, or maybe I know what I'm talking about, but it's I'm trying to get my head around this, but meanwhile, get a hold of what the system is doing and how to solve some technical issues that we were having. There was a lot to comprehend, and after about 4 hours, the beer ran out, so I headed home. But it's getting there. It's getting there. I can see the attraction to this, and I look forward to learning more. I'll probably have to observe a couple more times, or I'm going to be asking a lot of very fundamental questions. Please explain what this means, or how do I up this level, or is it time to cast this, or how far can I move? Hopefully people will be kind as I learn as I go. So looking forward to that, and 3 days to go. I'm starting to get excited. This is now well beyond the point of a series of tasks. As we clear out the house and there's hardly anything left in here, it is to the point where there's no doubt about it. We are leaving. We are no longer going to be in this house. It doesn't, I think Nucha said it, your home is where your stuff is. And since a lot of our stuff isn't here, it's feeling less and less like a home. The girls aren't here. Our stuff isn't here, or not much of it is left. And what is left is a couple of beds, a couch, and a TV, it feels like. We got a couple of desks for our computers. Those need packing up in the next day or so. I'll be tearing down the third and final TV on Sunday after the Green Bay Packers play their game. So got to watch that. It's the first home game. And after that, I'm going to have to go find a Packer bar in Phoenix to watch my Green Bay Packers play football. So you'll know where to find me on Sundays or Mondays or whenever else they play. Probably not going to get cable right away. I've got a lot of TV and Netflix and things to catch up on, but I do need internet. So Monday I'll be calling Time Warner here to cancel service the next day and Cox in Phoenix to get service set up so that I can actually begin work on the 22nd when I should be starting work instead of relying on my MiFi. So we'll see how that goes. I am at 10 minutes, and I'm going to let you go. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Until then, take care and 101.